It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. Money may not buy happiness, but the lack of it is making many Europeans unhappy. The European Union is preparing for a second financial bailout of Greece, and Greek voters don't seem especially grateful about the terms of the deal. Throughout this week, people have protested against demands that they accept more austerity measures. Greeks have directed their protests against the government that wants to impose austerity. And Prime Minister George Papandreou is struggling to keep his job. All of this matters because of the way that Greece's fate can affect Europe, and Europe's economy affects the United States. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli begins our coverage.
Papandreou insists that Greece must follow the strict economic policies imposed by the international community. But Greeks have had it. Taxi driver Nikos Pappas heard on TV that every day 1,000 people lose their jobs. Like them, he says, he can't make ends meet.
For example, now I take for my job 1,200 euros per month. And you said to me, now you must take only 1,000. And after 6 months, he told me again, now 800. Yes, but the taxes, it's up. And everything, it's up. The gasoline, it's up. Okay? How I pay?
For the last 3 weeks, frustration and anger have turned into protests in Athens' central Syntagma Square. Inspired by similar demonstrations that began last month in Madrid, the square has become an urban encampment. This is the cradle of a new civic society. The sit-in was not organized by political parties or trade unions, but through the internet. Each evening, tens of thousands of people discuss the shrinking economy, the rise in homelessness, and mounting unemployment, as high as 44% for those under the age of 24. Andreas Leonidis is a young researcher who works only part-time.
Everybody here, what brought them together here is that you had a climate which escalated mostly due to harsh economic restrictions imposed on the Greek people, cutbacks on pension salaries and so on. People are, their reaction, which was quite primal at the beginning, has grown and has matured quite substantially through the past weeks.
But the villain is not just the government. Protesters are also angry with Europe.
Right now what is being done is that the most powerful economy within the EU, Germany, is imposing very strict economic policy, which in terms of economic crisis, it's really absurd. We sometimes feel like guinea pigs, you know, like we're part of an experiment in which pretty soon other nations, other people will take part. Portugal, Spain, Ireland, Italy, Belgium.
And it's not just protesters in the square who single out Germans. Likas Konstantin runs a tourist agency. He says the bailout crisis has inspired new prejudices against Greeks.
They have the opinion, they have an established idea that we rob them, their money, they work for us. And this is very, very, very catastrophic, very, very bad.
Economic journalist Antonis Papagiannidis says that as the crisis spiraled, Europeans held many emergency meetings but remained divided and unable to take action.
European leaders fudged the questions and tried to evade the answers. Now with the Greek situation, we see that Europe's leaders, such as they are, work through hysteria, through fear and through panics.
More and more, people are asking themselves, Papagiannidis says, who exactly is deciding that Greeks have to make big sacrifices?
Faceless entities as rating agencies or the system, the banking system, which have no democratic accountability nor physical presence. And this is not a good thing for a democratic society to happen.
As political instability and protests mount here and in other European debt-ridden countries, analysts are beginning to question the wisdom of imposing such drastic measures on societies in the grips of recession. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Athens.